Let us pray. God of light, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Our scripture is from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees and saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they have brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him.
So according to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, last week, Jesus was in Nazareth. He had preached at the local synagogue and got pretty much run out of town. They wanted to throw him over the cliff, but he escaped. And then this week, we have him on the lakeshore. According to the lectionary has cut off about a half a chapter in here. So the second part of chapter 4 shows Jesus, or tells of Jesus, going around to different towns in the neighborhood, Capernaum, the other towns, around they call it the Lake of Gennesaret. It's the Sea of Galilee is the more familiar term that we're used to. So he's going around there. At one point, he is at Simon's house, Simon, who shows up again here, and heals Simon's mother-in-law. And then she quickly gets up and serves them all, which, you know. It's a different time, right? And he's going around and he's preaching this good news. So this passage, when he's here at the shore of the lake, it doesn't tell us what he's preaching to the people, but we pretty much know what Jesus' theme is, right? Rescue the oppressed and release the captives, and right, God loves us all, especially those on the margins, and they're loving that message. And Jesus is going around and he's healing people, so they're following him, and they've come right to the lakeshore where he is. And he just needs a little space, right? A little social distancing. So he gets into Simon's boat, and he just goes out a little, and he sits. Remember last week when we talked about, was it last week or the week before? When they would speak in the synagogue, they would read the passage, and then they would sit to give the message. So that's what he's doing. He's bringing the holy out into the world. And he's sitting there, and he's sharing the message with them. And when he's finished, they leave, and he turns to Simon and says, "Let's go out in the deep water. Let's go fish out there." And poor Simon, "Lord, what does he say? Master. Master, we've been fishing all night. We're tired. We haven't caught anything. We just want to go home. But if you insist," right? And so reluctantly, they go out, and they drop these nets, and suddenly they're full, more probably a bigger catch than they've ever had before. They pull it into the boats. The boats are starting to sink. They need help, right? So they call the other fishermen who are still out there washing their nets, I guess, to come out and help them, and they haul this all in. (Clears throat) Simon is so overcome. He doesn't know what to make of this. It's just too much. It's too overwhelming. And he says, Lord. Notice the change. He doesn't call him master now. It's Lord. There's a transformation there. And the passage itself, it's no longer calling him Simon. He's been referred to Simon twice. But now he's Simon Peter. He has been transformed. He's seen something that's opened his eyes. He recognizes the Lord. He recognizes that this message is for real. And he can't take it. Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. It's beautiful. But Jesus isn't having any of it. And he tells him, what does he tell him? He sees the transformation. He says, I see your transformation. I'm going to make something new of you. You're not just going to fish for fish anymore. You're going to be something bigger. You're going to help me. You're going to come and join me in this work of spreading this good news, this gospel, to all the people. And he drops his nets, Simon Peter, along with John and James, all those fish, and they just leave them all behind. Exactly. Some of the commentaries, you know, there are a lot of different things going on in this story, right? It's a call story, you know, a call story, right? Like Moses has a call story, Saul has a call story, Isaiah and Jeremiah all have call stories. This is a call story of Simon Peter, James and John to come and be disciples of Jesus. Call story. It's also a miracle story. Throwing these nets in the water and pulling them back up suddenly full after being empty all night, that's a miracle. And then there's an interesting parallel to this story in the Gospel of John. Now this story it's chapter 5. It's the call story, the call of Simon Peter, right? The rock upon whom I will build my church. That's what Jesus called Simon Peter. In John, this very similar story happens after the resurrection. After Jesus is killed, the disciples, well, I guess that's it. It was fun, everybody, but you know, let's get back to you know what we know. And they go back to fishing. And there's somebody out on the shore. They don't recognize who it is. And the person goes, what are you doing, fishing? Why don't you throw your nets over on the other side? This person on the shoreline says, yeah, why do we throw our nets on the other side? Let's listen to this clown. But they do it. And they pull it up, and it's the same thing. The nets are so full that the boats almost sink, and they come back in. Of course, it's Jesus, who has already started a fire, and they grill the fish. So it becomes this resurrection Eucharistic story. Eucharistic, the communion, right? They share communion. They share breakfast together, bread. That's when they recognize him, when he breaks the bread. It's always when he's breaking the bread that they recognize him. Or when he's feeding, right? Simon Peter recognizes this transformation, recognizes Jesus as the Lord when he's hauling in this food, sustenance, right? I think this whole story, to me, is a little microcosm of the Christian life, what we're called into and how it works, right? We're all going along our regular lives, making quilts, making gumbo, right? Being charming and kind, right? Mowing the lawn. And then Jesus comes along, giving our Jaguars away. Jesus comes along and changes everything. But he doesn't expect us to do it alone because Jesus gets into the boat. It's not just something we're reading in this far-off book that was written a long time ago. Well, that's the hymnal. But anyway, a book that was written a long time ago. This is how you should be. Do this, do this. This is Jesus actually coming in and doing it with us. Imagine Jesus sitting at a quilting circle with you. Imagine Jesus pulling weeds with you. Jesus is with us in the boat. And we, right? Simon Peter is the perfect representative of humans because We may not have caught a lot last night, but we know what that is, right? We know how to deal with that. We don't know how to deal with sudden abundance. The abundance is there. They just had to go out into the deeper waters. We don't know where it is or how to deal with it. Jesus helps us find this abundance. What is that abundance? The love that we share for each other. What was that? It's my 12 o'clock alarm. Remember the 12 o'clock alarm? Jesus is sharing, comes with us and shows us the abundance of love that lives within each of us, and then compels us to share it with others. And we're afraid. I don't know what to do with all that love. I'm afraid. I'm sinful. Right? How many cold stories start with, oh, you don't want me, Lord? Moses, right? Oh, I stutter. You don't want me. We're all being called into this transformative experience from our old way of making sure that everything is the way we want it, the way we're used to, and not recognizing the abundance that we have. Jesus gets into the boat with us and shows us how to share it with others. That's the whole story right here in these 11 verses. And then they get the real message, right? They see, you know, they start to come to this awareness of this love. We'll be talking about this in the discipleship group on Tuesday when we talk about justifying and sanctifying grace. That's a little plug for the rest of you. Our discipleship group on Tuesday. we're reading a book, as I've said before, Spiritual Formation, the Wesleyan Paradigm. We're going to be talking about justifying and sanctifying grace. So but that's what this is all about. You come to that awareness of God's presence in your life, of God's love for others in your life, and then you start to act on that. And as you're acting on that, as I'm becoming more and more loving to each of you, something within me is growing. Because it's good for the soul, right? Good for the soul. And then perhaps you start to recognize this, and you start to be a little more kind and a little more open, and you recognize things that, you know, it doesn't always have to be the way it used to be when I was a fisherman on the shore, because now I'm fishing for people. And the way I'm fishing for people is sharing this beautiful love that God is sharing with me, and I want to share it with you, and then we go and share it with each other. And that's how we build this kingdom that I'm always talking about. Amen.